So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What is up, Bachelor Happy Hour listeners? It's me, one of your hosts, Becca, back again, and I am so excited to kick this season off, not only because we have to cover my fellow Minnesota girl, Michelle, but I have my other girl, Tayshia, back joining me for the entire season. So welcome back, Tayshia.
Thank you. I am so excited to be on Happy Hour for Michelle's season. I think it's just going to be able to give us a deeper look into what happened. I have so much to say, a lot of insider scoop. So I can't wait to get down and dirty this season.
Listen, you know, I love to hear that. I love all the tea. We love the behind the scenes. And I think we've talked about this before, but premieres, like night one, is always so exciting. Yeah. And today's going to be extra exciting because we have the man of the night, the man who received Michelle's first impression rose, which is Nate, on today to pick his brain, to see what he felt night one, you know, kind of take him back to that moment when he first saw Michelle again and met all of the men and everything that went down. But like you just said, you were there. You lived it alongside of her. So you know much more. You got to know some of these guys much better than any of us viewers will. And so I can't wait to have you on and pick your brain about everything this entire season.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. I think we did something that was really different this season. We actually went to a select few of the guys' room and were able to really kind of see them in a different light before Michelle even got to meet them, which I thought was really fun and really cool. But we also... I don't know if the guys really appreciated it, or should I say a certain man appreciated it, because, well, we may have, you know, dug a little too hard and found a little something, something, which I'm sure we'll talk about this episode. But
we need to get into that.
Yeah. Why don't we just do it? OK, let's just start talking about it.
Before we get into the guys, though, I have to call out Michelle is just radiant.
I mean,
radiant. And we are both lucky enough to have met her in person, to have gotten to know her in real life, and how she comes across on TV. I mean, obviously, just from the outside, she is stunning, but she just carries herself with so much grace and confidence mm-hmm. that I mm-hmm. think is going to be really great. I'm hoping for viewers to see that you can still be kind and patient and attentive and just, you know, have this confidence. And I think like we sat fresh out the gate when all of the men met her. I think they were just in awe. Like she was glowing. She was glowing.
I mean, she completely takes your breath away. But I think also, like, aside from like the beauty of it all, like she's just a really good person and mm-hmm. she's extremely level-headed and she doesn't need anybody to complete her, which I think she's well aware of. She's just looking for mm-hmm. someone to compliment her. And I think that that completely changed the dynamic of just how she was dating all the guys, because the guys got that sense from her too. Like they were mm-hmm. like, yeah, she's basically the whole package. I would be lucky to be in her life, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she's everything. I cannot wait for you guys to get to know her a little bit more.
I wouldn't even call it a hometown package, but watching the part where she's sitting down with her parents, first of all, okay.
So sweet. So
just
sweet.
To see her back in Minnesota, like the places that I grew up, everything is so nostalgic for me. It's so exciting to kind of see through the lens of now a viewer and watching her being from Minnesota. But the moment where she sat down with her parents and they have this like little barbecue grill out on the back, I'm like, this is so Minnesotan. I love it. I'm like, I'm about to invite me and my mom over there next time we're all together in Minnesota. It just felt like, to me, it just felt like comforting. It just felt like home, which was really nice to see. So that was fun for me personally. But I think because, and this is something that she talked about, you know, throughout night one, is she had such a great example set in front of her, like a very respectful, mm-hmm. loving, loyal relationship. And I think she knows what she deserves. And she saw that in her parents. And so she's not going to settle. She's not going to go for anything less than that. When she made very apparent to the men that first night, and just in her speeches and the way that she had her one-on-one interactions with everyone, which I thought was just, it set the tone very well for the entire night. And hopefully I'm assuming it'll carry through the entire season.
Yeah, it does.
But let's get into some of these arrivals and the limo entrances, shall we? Because Tayshia, you were there. You and Caitlin were watching from behind a bush. And so take me back to that night. What were some of your favorite guys or entrances that you saw?
Okay, first of all, it's hilarious like how Caitlin and I kind of just like find little nooks and crannies to kind of hide in. And the little spot that we were in particular, there was a bunch of red ants. It was so funny because like we started looking down and my legs were itching. I was like, what is going on here? There is red ants everywhere. So I'm telling you right now, we will do anything to spy in and try to get, you know, an inside peek on what's going down. But let me think. Okay, there were a couple entrances that I was really, first of all, how hard did you laugh when it came to the firefighters? Like the
back to back.
I was laughing so hard and like, God, I feel so bad for Daniel coming in on like a toy firefighter truck and he was like so proud. He was like so excited. He's like, yeah. He's like, I came in a toy one, but it was like cute and like she loved it. And then next thing you know, of course, like a jumbo.
The real deal.
Oh my God. And he was like, is that another one? His face. Oh my God. That whole thing, whole snip was just like my favorite. I really liked the guy that rolled in on the platter.
The entree. Rick. Yes. We like Rick.
Yes. Caitlin and I were hiding behind the bush and we could hear her screaming from like way back where we were. And it was just like, oh my God, what are they saying? What's going on? Like this mm-hmm. guy must be hilarious. And truthfully, I think he just kind of like took her breath away and kind of scared her a little bit. But I think mm-hmm. it was like the perfect way to make a first impression. I thought it was really fun and quirky. I hadn't seen anything like that. Have you?
No. I mean, the only other thing that I could kind of relate it to was when James pulled up in the box. You know, because like,
yes,
because they have to stay in it all night for the most part. And I listen, Rick had me cackling on the couch because first of all, I'm thinking like, okay, think of like being stuck on this little table. I'm just trying to think about like how contorted my body would be for hours on end and how uncomfortable it would be. And but to like pull up to this stunning woman and have her pull the cover off, like he definitely had the best view because he's looking straight up at, you know, all that Michelle has to offer this stunning woman. And then he like owns it and he just sits in it all night until they finally have their one-on-one chat. And at first I was like, he's going to walk out and like something. I don't know what I was expecting, like something more when he came out, like something weird still. But he came down and just owned it. And at first, because you could tell when he first met her, he was nervous, but like trying to put on such a brave, funny face.
Yeah.
But what he said to her later, where he was like, I know it was weird and it kind of freaked you out, but like, I always want to be like a fun zone that you can come back to and like relax when there's...
I loved that.
That was the sweet moment where he kind of won me over. I'm like, okay, I was kind of on the fence about Rick, and now I'm a Rick fan.
Well, because like, it was actually thoughtful, you know, like a little bit more mm-hmm. thought came into it as opposed to just being funny and just trying to make an entrance. It was like, no, like I want you to be, you know, able to rely on me to make you laugh and giggle, even when things are kind of like, you're meeting 30 guys and you're dating all of us.
I just felt bad he couldn't drink the entire night. I was like, one of these dudes has to just hold a cup and a straw to him or something. Like, he's got to be on everyone's level, that poor man.
That is so funny. I didn't even think about that. But
can I ask you, can we get into one of the guys? Because you touched on this at the beginning. We need to talk about Ryan. Ryan,
oh, Lord.
With
oh,
the Lord. The documents, mm-hmm. Mr. Folder. First of all, couldn't even spell bachelorette right.
Wait, did you notice that?
Yes, bachelorette was spelled incorrectly on the folder. But what were your thoughts when you found these documents? Because... I mean, you guys did. You and Caitlin held it in for a while. You waited a day before. I would have gone straight to Michelle and I'm like, look, don't let him come down. This guy is calculated. What were your thoughts when you actually found that stuff?
We actually had met the guys a day prior. So already, like, it's not like it could have. I mean, I think if we would have found it that day, like on Rose Ceremony Day, we would have probably waited as well, just because mm-hmm. you know how that night is. That night, you already have enough nerves. And honestly, we didn't want to tell her like beforehand. So that way she is putting up a wall and meeting all these other guys. You know what I mean? Like, I really wanted mm-hmm. those first impressions to be real, authentic, have fun with it. And so we decided to confront her and tell her about what we had found, which, by the way, weren't even like hidden very hard. They were literally sitting on the table. So it's not like he was even trying to like, you know, be secretive about it. It was right there. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh my God, is he doing schoolwork? Like, it wasn't really like... You know, we didn't know what he was doing, and it said bachelor. I don't even know what word that was.
He missed an E in there, I'm pretty sure.
But
if my
mom
was watching, she'd be pissed because she's a grammar queen. She
oh
would
my
not
God,
be
really?
Happy.
I
and
love
Michelle's
that.
A teacher. It's like, at least spell I mean, Michelle that you're going on the right way, man.
I mean, you only knew for how long that you were going on the show. You might want to try to spell it correctly. But
oh,
regardless.
He had deep, long notes. Can I?
Pages.
I have to just tell you this
Pages.
Too. So, well, he was one of our. Everything he said was so contradictory because he was our bachelor for Bachelor Live on stage in his city pre-COVID. So when Ben Higgins and I were on tour and hosting that
oh my
show,
God, I remember this.
He was one of the bachelors, and he was a fan. He would ask us questions, like he knew all the ins and the outs. He was very calculated on stage. Like, so when Ben and I found out he was on this season, we had like a good little chuckle. Ben's like, I can't. He's like, I can't. But yeah. So when he's like, I've only seen 2 hours of you know any of the shows, and I don't know anything. It's like.
Which is
I'm
also
your
a lie.
BS right now, sir.
It's also a lie because 2 seconds later, he was like, yeah, I mean, like, I would watch and see, like, what she would like. And so I would write it down. I'm like, hold on a second. So did you watch the show or did you not watch the show? And I'm sure Michelle didn't just walk out of the limo saying, hi, I love ice cream. Like, no, you probably mm-hmm. watched the entire season, made notes or looked on her Instagram, something. It just was very contradictory. And he's like, no, they're just notes, like nothing that would like ever make it seem like I have like a hidden agenda. When honestly,
Becca, there were pages. That was a full document.
Full detail. Like, I mean, Excel spreadsheet status, like front and back, talking about
how many pages
women,
do you think?
Probably at least 8 front and back.
Ryan, release the notes. The world needs to see these.
Believe me, honestly, I don't think you actually do.
I wish you guys would have taken pictures of it. How did Caitlin feel? Because Jason was listed on one of them.
Zach was listed. Jason was listed. Multiple people were listed. Also, he wrote out just mind you, because it was supposed to be, you know, he was going on The Bachelorette. He was writing notes just to help him, right? So it wouldn't really make sense to write what my dream girl is and have, I don't know, six other celebrity women that look nothing like our Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, maybe a red flag?
Oh, 1,000%. And you know the part that got me? The real kicker for me, where this entire time I was like, this guy is going home. Like, there's no way. The part where he had to write out like his flaws. He's like, you are arrogant. You are this, you are that. Hold it in. It's like, that to me seemed so off. And maybe it's just because I listen to like a lot of weird crime podcasts and read a lot of into that. Like, it really rubbed me the wrong way. When Michelle was reading it out loud, I was like, oh no.
It was
send
bad.
Him home, honey.
I mean, like, say he wrote that, okay? Or say he didn't, because he said that his friend wrote it out. The fact that his friend is even writing, you are arrogant, you are all of these things, isn't that also an issue? Maybe you should be like, shit, you really feel this way about me? Maybe I should work on myself a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe going on a very popular reality TV show isn't the best move right now. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just really strange.
Yeah, I'm glad though that she, at first I was like, oh, she's just going to walk him down and maybe keep him around and see where this could go. I'm so happy that she just nipped it in the bud and it was done. He was out of there. Did he get to drive his ice cream truck home?
No, I'm pretty sure he didn't. I think at that point it was like, no, sir.
Done.
No more toys for you. You gotta go.
Another guy that stuck out to me, maybe it's just because it's another Minnesota guy, was Joe, which I found that entire interaction throughout the evening very interesting, because I was trying to take myself back to the mindset of like when I was Michelle night one.
Yeah.
I was in a very similar situation where I had a guy also from Minnesota who I knew, we actually had hung out in a group setting several times, come on the show. And I sent him home even before the rose ceremony. I mean, he was only there a couple hours because I was like, we know each other. We run in the same circles. Like, and now you want to date me because why? I'm the Bachelorette at this point. Like, it just raised a lot of red flags for me. And I just kind of assumed Michelle would have done the same, but you could tell when she was talking to him, she's very intrigued by him. Very intrigued by Joe.
Well, I mean, she admitted, like, she was like, I slid into your DMs. Like, I was actually interested at one point. Mm-hmm. So I think that she really just kind of wanted to explore that. I understand that it was kind of like it was a really tough year and a half, 2 years, especially for people in Minnesota. And my heart goes out to everyone. And so I was really touched by what Michelle had said to Joe, like, hi, if anyone gets it, it's me. Mm-hmm. Like, you just had to say the word and I would have been the most understanding individual. But I think that I'm really proud of her actually for giving him a little bit of a chance and kind of exploring it, just because you never know. You don't want to leave a situation being like, shoot, I actually was into that guy, you know, at some point. And yeah, there was a little bit of a red flag and he kind of ghosted me. But I think she would have thought about it. I'm not going to lie. I think she would have kind of said, I wish I would have given him a little bit more of a chance. And I'm glad that she did.
Overall, yeah. She has a great looking cast.
I mean, I'm telling you, every single year, the cast photos do not do them justice. And honestly, all of these guys are so tall, too. In person, Caitlin and I were just like, what is going on and where do these men come from? I mean, she had football players, basketball players, like guys that were, Nate is 6'8", okay?
Mm-hmm. Man.
And that's not the only guy with height. It was crazy.
Like, looking at one point, I think it was like the beginning clip of the rose ceremony, you know, when all the men are lined up and there, it just looked so wide because there were so many big, tall bodies, like, which I understand usually that's the case, but it just looked like, I was like, how many guys does she have? This is like, it looks like 50 people filling up this big ass ballroom. She got a good crew here. I'm excited to get to know them more and to see them more. I can't wait.
I have to say, like, I think this group of guys, everyone is going to really like. They're really fun. They are down to, like, really challenge themselves and put themselves on the line, like for comical relief. And it's just, they're great. They're really great guys. So I'm excited.
And with that, I think we should just bring on the man of the hour, because we saw him get the first impression, Rose. We saw him come out of the limo. He was the first man out of the limo. As you said, he is 6'8", ladies and gentlemen. Like, he is a tall, big man, but he still also came across as just very kind and sweet and kind of just like took it all in. Like, he seems like he had a calming presence, especially for Michelle. She was all eyes on this man. So I think we just have to bring the one and only Nate to Bachelor Happy Hour. Hi, Nate. It's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I don't know. I mean, you obviously know Tayshia because you saw her throughout the season. I'm Becca, but welcome to Happy Hour.
It's awesome to be here.
Nate, we are so excited to have you on. Obviously, this is the start of Michelle's season, so you are the first men from her cast of guys to join Happy Hour. So you're really setting the tone here. So we can't wait to pick your brain. We saw you. You were fresh out of the limo, the first guy to meet our Queen Michelle and the first guy to get that first impression, Rose. So now knowing that night one is over, we've all begun to see Michelle's journey. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Like, I just feel really good. I'm excited to see how everything unfolds and to just kind of just watch with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know I was there, Nate, but I still, as much as I wish I had like, you know, a little microphone on all of y'all and I could hear every single word that you guys were saying, I couldn't hear everything. But you came, well, I guess, I just want to get to know you a little bit more. So were you a fan of the show before coming on?
So I had only watched one season. When I first moved to Austin, one of my coworkers and really good friends, she used to have like a bachelor watching parties. Mm. So that was the one and only season I ever watched. And, you know, just meeting new people within the company that I was working for. So it was a pilot Pete season. So that's all I really knew about it.
That's actually interesting. We do ask most of our guests, you know, how they got on the show, whether it was them applying themselves or if a friend signed them up or if it was casting. But it's always interesting because we get a mix. We get people that, you know, were fans and had watched seasons and knew a lot about what already went on, you know, in past seasons and in the spinoffs and everything. And then we get people like you that, you know, you maybe watched one season, you don't know all that much. Do you think coming on, like only seeing one season, do you feel like that helped or hurt you in any way going into what all is, you know, on a full season? Because there's a lot, and I know some people are like, oh, you should know intel. And we see people like Ryan who have pages and pages of research of what to do and what not to do and what you shouldn't say and do. So how do you feel coming in? Like, were you like, I'm good not knowing a lot of
the past? I think it was good not knowing like a lot of like all the ins and outs and whatnot. But I mean, at the end of the day, like I kind of just figured that as long as you are who you are, like there's like, what, like, just be yourself, you know what I mean? So I kind of like, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't have any expectations. I was just like, let's do this. Let's see if Michelle and I connect. If we connect, great. If we don't connect, I'm not forced to be here. I can leave anytime I want. Cause I was super hesitant, right? Like it took me a while to actually like sign the contract and actually like say, okay, yeah, I want to do this. Like it took a lot. It took a long time for me to be like, I don't know. It was such a weird thing. And like, it's not like I applied to be here. Like the story of how I even got in contact with Bachelorette is kind of like, I kind of was like, yeah, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean?
Tell us about it. I want to know.
Well, long story short, I like to go out a lot. And when I go out, it's more for like the networking and meeting people. I just love making friends, whatnot. So I went out on a Friday. I met this guy named Mike. He texted me the next day while I was out again. I was at this kind of like pool party with my really good friend from college. And so he texted me, he's like, hey man, I met you last night. My name's Mike. I think we should hang out. Like I just moved to Austin like a month ago. I want to make new friends. And I just like your vibe. So I was like, yeah, for sure. Well, I'm actually at this pool right now. Pull up whenever you want. Here's the address. So remember, I only met the guy the night before. Mm-hmm. And so we're now hanging out, getting to know each other better. And he's like, man, like how crazy is it that somebody actually reached out to me from Bachelorette. They do filming on X date, but I'm actually taking my bar exam. He's a lawyer, so I can't do it. you know what, I'm just going to send him your profile. I was like, no, you don't have to do all that. It's kind of crazy. He does it anyways. And I get reached out to apply. I'm like, nope, not going to do it. Not going to apply. Like, I don't know much about the show, but I was like, it's not really my personality. I'm kind of more like a, I don't know, just more of a private person in general. And I was like, yeah, there's not a chance. And so, long story short, got reached out to again. I was like, okay, I'll throw out the application. What's the worst that can happen? And then fast forward, it's like, yep, we want you here. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna come though. So, and then they were like, wait, what? And I was like, I called my mom, called my family, called my friends. And long story short, it was like, you know what? What's the worst that can happen? You know, Michelle seems like a really great person. And either we're going to really hit it off, we're going to connect, we're going to have a lot of common, and it's going to be like the best case scenario, or it's going to be two people who are great people, but hey, we just don't connect in that way. And I just like the fact that it's not like I'm held hostage. I can leave at any time I want, right? So, so yeah, I just went into it with no expectations, just wanted to be myself, see what happens. And next thing you know, it was a really awesome experience.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie. Our stories sound a little similar. Like one of my girlfriends was actually wanted to be on it. She's like, I don't want to do it by myself. I'm just going to send yours too. And yeah. I got the phone call and she didn't, unfortunately.
I mean, but another person hold it against you.
No, she was actually so happy for me, which is nice. But another one of my girlfriends also nominated me. So it was just kind of odd and they don't know each other. It's weird. But that story kind of sounds very familiar.
I like that. So now your friend, this new friend, Mike, is probably like, Nate owes me.
Yeah.
Send him a nice bottle of wine or something.
Right. Yeah, no, he's super supportive. Like, he actually, I hang out with him all the time. Great guy. So, I think he's like, you know what? I might have to apply myself now that I'm like done with my time.
Yeah.
This is his bar exam. So he's now officially a lawyer. So yeah,
might have to
sign him up. So coming in, you know, because Michelle was announced back in March, so everyone was aware she was going to be the Bachelorette coming up. Was she somebody that you were intrigued by, that you were excited about? What did you want in a partnership, you know, whether it was with Michelle or anyone else? What were you hoping to get out of it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess what I was looking for, somebody that's like really outgoing, somebody who, you know, can like kind of be a part of me and my group, and I can be a part of them and their group, and like everybody can kind of mesh well together. And just, I just like I don't really take life too serious. I take life serious when it needs to be taken serious, right? But like just like the ins and outs, like I'm just like a really laid back kind of quirky, corny, go with the flow type of guy. But again, I kind of didn't want to put, I just don't believe in like setting expectations, or not setting expectations, but like going into something expecting something, when at the end of the day, like, I've only watched one season, never done TV type of stuff like this. So I was like, let me just go in there, take it day by day. You know what I mean? Like, even during the quarantine period, I wasn't really focused on like day one. I was just like, okay, right now it's quarantine. When I get to day one, we'll go to day one. But for right now, let me just enjoy my time in quarantine. You know, like I just don't think too far and kind of set like those, or try and like guess how things are going to be. I just want it to be like as organic as possible so that it can actually work if it is going to work. Right.
Well, let's dive into last night. Because there's a lot that happened in the first episode. And now that it's all out in the open, we can talk about it. And I'm excited to hear what you have to say. But as former bachelorettes, we know how long how long night one is, how exhausting it can be, and how nervous you get. So how was it for you? Did you have any idea that you would actually be staying up till the next day, till about 10 a.m., 11 a.m., filming night one?
I had no clue. I was told that it was going to be a long night. Yeah, no, I was not expecting that, but it was still something that's like fun to like reflect on and like kind of just look back. You know, experience is just a memory that you're definitely going to hold on to for the rest of your life. So.
Were you nervous?
Well, I was terribly nervous. Oh my goodness.
And you were the first man out of any of the limo entrances. Like, you really set the tone. And did you feel like you were going to be the first one fresh out the gate to meet Michelle? And after you met Michelle, what was that first impression interaction between the two of you like?
Yeah, no, I had no idea. So we're in the limo with like the four other guys that were in the limo, and by we were kind of like, I don't know, we came to the conclusion that this is the first limo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's exciting. That's a little nerve wracking, but it's exciting. And the way that we were sitting the order, I would have been third up. So I was like, okay, good. Like, I got to watch these first two guys go, you know, got to see how that goes, see how long it's supposed to be. Like, is it like a 30-second conversation? Is it a 5-minute conversation? Yeah. I have no idea. So I'm like, oh, perfect. Like, I'm going to be able to watch these two guys do their thing. And then I'll see how the process is. Maybe I can like calm down the nerves, because I swear I was shaking. And she's standing right there too. Like, you see her, she's right there. And then last minute, we get rearranged and I'm first. I'm like, oh God, like this is nerve wracking. So I get out, quickly adjust myself. I'm looking at Michelle and I just remember just blacking out. Like just everything that was coming out of my mouth, no idea. And I think I introduced I'm just like staring at her. I think I interrupted her and was like, wow, you're just so beautiful. Like I couldn't, you know, it was just like this crazy moment. And yeah, I remember feeling like I was like walking away from her while she was still talking. I was like, what am I doing right now? I'm just watching.
Well, what they don't prep you for, I remember on Ari's season of The Bachelor, you know, they put you all in the limo. I thought it was going to be, and this is me just being naive, like, because I'm also from a small town, Minnesota. I had no idea what TV world was like. I was like, okay, you pull up in the limo. There's going to be one camera, a couple lights, and that's it. I didn't realize it's lighting all around. It's cameras all around. You have so many people standing in the back watching and making sure everything is going the way it should. Like, it's a full, obviously it's a production, like it's massive. And so I don't think they prep any of us for that. So it's, you know, you're not only seeing Michelle, this like stunning goddess of a woman in this beautiful gold dress, but you're also seeing all this other stuff happening. And you're like, how am I supposed to be charming and try to flirt when everyone's listening in? It's a lot to take in that first night.
I know, it's definitely a lot. Like, you're kind of just like thrown into this new world, and it's just like, hey, go do your thing. Mm-hmm. it is crazy. Yeah, no, it's definitely crazy to kind of take in and process, all while trying to like have a conversation with like this stunning individual. So
and stay focused. It's a lot. Yeah. Yes.
Lee, were you one of the guys? Because Caitlin and I were laughing so hard. None of y'all knew where to go after leaving the platform. Like, you were supposed to walk around the fountain and go into the hotel. Y'all would. 10 different directions. Were you one of those guys? I don't remember.
I was 100% one of those guys, because he was okay, so you're gonna talk to Michelle, then you're gonna turn left. You're on the right side of the stairs. I literally did exactly what he told me to do, opposite. I was just walking around, just like, I don't know, like.
It just looked so funny. You're just like, okay, yeah. And then you would go and commit to that. And then no. The other way, you're like, okay. You guys looked so hilarious. Oh God. We couldn't help you. We were just laughing behind the bushes watching it. Did you guys know Caitlin and I were there, by the way?
Oh, I had no idea.
Somebody's always watching you. What was your first impression of Michelle's speech when she came back into the room? I feel like she was just gliding down those steps.
Oh my gosh.
I'm surprised like no one tripped. I would have ate shit walking down those stairs. But she like glides down those stairs and gives this beautiful first speech. What was your first impression of that?
It was awesome, right? Like obviously she talked about her family. Like, something that really stuck out to me was talking about her parents being together for 33 years. And that's goals, right? Like, that's just beautiful. Like, that's what like everybody aims for. Nobody aims for, getting married and soon after going through a divorce, right? And so I'm sitting there, I'm listening to it. I'm like, that's so beautiful. That's definitely like what I'm looking for. Is that type of relationship, that like bond. And I'm like, okay, so here I am. My parents got divorced when I was 4. My mom and my stepdad, they just recently went through a divorce within the last like 2 years. And I'm like, dang, like, I can't relate. I want to relate, but I can't relate. And so that was actually, I think that's like one of the first things that we talked about together, was I just kind of opened up a little bit about my family dynamic. Like, I have such an amazing family. But the whole, like, that happily ever after, and like, marriages that don't end in divorce, that just wasn't a part of kind of like me growing up and whatnot. So that was like, I think our first conversation together was just talking a little bit more family, because it was definitely a little like nerve wracking, right? Like, she's like this crazy family oriented person. She has that perfect example from her parents. And I guess I didn't really have that. So it was a little like intimidating at first. And I just wanted to get off my chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of saw that in your guys' first conversation, where you're like, no, I don't really want to dive into this. Or like, I really don't want to talk about it. But Did it feel good to kind of have her say like, no, this is like what I want you to talk about. And it doesn't scare me away. Like, I want to hear about your dynamic.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Michelle definitely has that like quality that like calms you down. She has like a really calming good presence. Right? Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was cool. It was a nice first conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I said before we had you on is that it seemed like you both kind of, I like that you said she had a calming presence, because I said that about you to her. Mm-hmm. Like, you just seem, you know, especially in the midst of so much craziness in night one, where there's 30 plus men and, you know, everyone's already kind of on edge and nervous. You don't quite know what to expect. I felt like when you two sat down, it was actually a really beautiful thing. Like, as a viewer, I could tell she was drawn to you. And I feel like you both kind of just leveled each other out a bit in the midst of all that chaos. And just like, we're very hyper focused on one another in those moments, which was special. So I want to ask you this too. You know, you met Michelle, we had a great first impression of her. What was your first impression of most of the other guys? Like,
oh my gosh,
did you feel like, did you feel like, okay, some of these guys, you know, I can hit it with, like, we can potentially become friends if we stick around? Or were you just like, wow, this is a lot of different personalities stuck into one room?
It was awesome, right? Like, I love meeting people. I love networking. I love making friends. Like, you know, like, even how I got here is because I met a guy like, what, 12 hours before. Mm-hmm. Just like had a great time with him the night before, invite him to where I was the next day. So yeah, and especially being like the first guy out the limo, you get to see literally every single person outside of yourself mm-hmm. come down. Mm-hmm. And like, great guys. Like, I know, like, I know that, like, Rodney, when I saw Rodney come down, this big brolic dude, his arms was popping out of the apple. I was like, oh man, this guy looks like he's about to mess things up. Like, he looks like an angry individual. But that's just human. Like, we hit it off night one. Like, Rodney's the homie. Peter, full of energy, love Peter. That first night, just getting to see all the guys as they're coming in, it was awesome. Like, no guys that I was like, oh, this guy kind of sucks. Like, honestly, like I think even during the rose ceremony, like every single time Michelle called a name of a guy who I had like a genuine conversation with and got to know, I was like, oh yeah, like, cool, I gotta like kick it with this guy a little mm-hmm. bit before, you know, to see how things go, whatever. But yeah, so
I love that mentality where you're genuinely excited to get to know people longer, you know, because at the end of the day, it is a competition, and, you know, yeah. people don't want to go home right away, but they also don't yeah. want to, they don't want to see other men stick around. So I'm glad that you said that. That's a really great way of putting that.
Yeah, no, it was a really cool, fun first night for sure. Just like, because everybody's just excited. Like, everybody's nerves are on cloud 10. Everybody's excitement's on cloud 10. And so, like, you have to just like kind of lean on each other on like how interesting the experience is. You just got thrown into this new world, and so like we definitely all vibed. Sure.
And it's a lot to adjust to, like, right off the bat. Like, again, like how you're kind of saying, no one really gives you any direction. You're just kind of like, okay, you're getting in the limo and go. And so I feel like just the way watching you guys all navigate it has been, it's always really fun because you guys are dorks, number one. I remember watching you guys all on the couch and I was like, these guys are such fools. They're so funny. Like, because you guys don't understand like your nervous twitches. Like, you, I think you play with your thumbs. Don't you play with your thumbs?
I don't know. I probably play with my thumbs
you tap your knee. That's what you do.
No, I wiggle my foot like back and forth.
And all of you have like these nervous twitches. It's so funny to watch from far away because like you guys are trying to like hold it together, but really you guys are like freaking out inside. But I think when you guys really started getting nervous was when the first impression rose was kind of like sat on the table or put down on the table by Caitlin. And you actually got the first impression rose. So when you
look at that smile,
did you understand the weight of what that rose carries, like in bachelor world?
Not a clue. Wasn't so. I mean, first impression rose. I mean, obviously, you can assume that it's just who Michelle had like a really good first impression of, right?
Yeah.
the world of Bachelor Nation, no, I didn't have a clue. I did not have a clue. It wasn't until Bronny was my roommate, and so later that day he's like, man, that's big time. Like, you got the first impression rose. And he kind of told me just like in this kind of like Bachelor Nation world, just how, I don't know, people like to see who gets the first impression rose, I guess.
Well, let me take you on a quick history lesson real fast. Usually for bachelorettes, there is a really, really good track record of whoever gets that first impression rose is the last man standing, who typically she gets engaged to. So I was bachelor back in 2018. The three bachelorettes before me, Caitlin, JoJo, and Rachel, all gave their first impression rose to the men that they ended up getting engaged to. Mm-hmm. And so I walked in night one and they all told me that because I met them and I was like, oh shit, no pressure here. Okay. It ended up being true. I think since then it kind of went off the rails a little bit. And Tayshia had like a really weird...
Watch yourself. Well, Tayshia, what she's saying is, I broke that.
No, you didn't. You did not break it. I think Hannah Brown broke it. But
Brown broke it.
Mm-hmm. But it went back. It was reset with Claire. But then you came in at a really weird mid-season point. So... You know,
yeah, I didn't really have first impressions. Like I had one limo, and my first impression did come from the first guy that walked out of the limo, though.
Yeah. But it does. But it does carry weight, especially in the bachelorette world. Mm-hmm. Just because I think our pickers as women are a little bit better. So it's a big deal, I think. And, you know, I'm assuming probably some of the men knew that. So you probably did have a target on your back at one point where the guys are like, oh, she gave it to him. We got to watch out for Nate. What was going through your mind? Did you have an inkling that she would maybe give that to you?
Oh, not an inkling at all. No, because I couldn't tell you what, like, for a very long time, like, I blacked out so hard in our conversations at first. And I couldn't tell you what I talked about. You know, like, walking towards us, and she had already pulled Joe aside, and she had already pulled Ryan aside, and then she's walking towards me. I'm like, oh no, like, what's going on right now? And she says something to me, and I'm like, pointing to the guy next to me, like, who are you talking to? And then she pulls me aside and we go upstairs and I'm like, oh, first impression rose. This is nice.
this is nice. Okay. When she gave it to you, like, were you stoked? Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, it was just like, you know, we got to kind of hang out for a little bit longer, but everything was just moving so fast. Like, it was,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was, it's a lot to take in.
Well, yeah. And you not only got that, but I'm pretty sure you got the first kiss too.
Did.
Okay. This guy's head's blowing up now. Look at this smile. I cannot. No. Kim, you can't even talk right now.
That first case, I was not that caught me off guard because, like, I've never been that guy to, like, you know how crazy this is, like, go in for the first kiss. Like, that is nerve wracking, right? I've never been like too smooth of a guy to be able to pull those off. Like what you see in the movies, like just smooth, right? Like that's no. I'm like,
yeah, right. Okay, Nate.
I'm not a smooth individual. And so yeah, she kissed me. And you see that like genuine reaction where I was like, I was not expecting that, but boy am I ever happy. You know, that was like genuine. I was like, oh wow, like you just kissed me. This is what a great first night. You know? And so and like I remember I joked with her like you just open up like a can of worms because like every time I see you now I'm gonna want to kiss you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that.
The connection was just like I've never had sparks fly, and it sounds kind of like all weird to say, but no, like yeah, that initial connection, it was like definitely sparks. So it was. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're talking to two girls that know what that feels like, so you're good. You're in good company. But we normally ask all of our guests on this show what the rose and the thorn of their experience was. So since we're only talking about night one, and we don't want to give too much away, can you tell us what your rose and your thorn was for night one?
The rose would definitely just having like those moments with Michelle. You know, the first impression rose was really cool, but like just having like those moments with Michelle and actually like getting that first, like, I guess, cause I know nothing about her, right? I know like the very bare minimum, And I went into this kind of like, you know, Michelle is looking for somebody, but so am I, right? And I think if you ask me, and not like there's no names that come to mind, but if you ask me, there's kind of like this already, like Michelle is the most perfect person and she's perfect for me kind of mentality with some of the guys. And I was just like, that sounds really nice, but like we all are kind of like at point one, like we don't really know her just yet. And so that's how I was with this whole thing, is like, I want to genuinely get to know this girl and see if like we can actually mesh. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was really that first day, and like the conversations that we had and the moments that we had, that I was like, okay, like, you know what? Like, I can see something here. I can see, like, it's really easy to talk to this girl, even though I'm nervous as heck. Like, it was a really refreshing conversation for me. And so that would definitely be the rose of the night, is just like, oh, like noticing and realizing that, you know, maybe this was a good idea for me to have come here. Right. Mm-hmm. And then the thorn. That was a great night. I don't know what the thorn would be.
It was long.
Yeah. That'd have to be the thorn. It was a long night, but yeah. And like zero complaints, zero mm-hmm. complaints.
Oh, well, I love that mentality. That. I can't wait to see how your journey unfolds. And usually with all of our guests, we love to play games here in Bachelor Happy Hour. And we've obviously now had the pleasure of getting to know you a bit more. But the rest of the guys on the season are still a bit of a mystery to us. So you are privy to much more information than us at this point. So in order to learn more about the rest of the guys on this season, we're going to play a little game called The Rose Goes. And Tayshia, you want to take it away, explain how it works?
Yeah. Okay. So this is how it works. We're going to ask you a list of superlative questions, and you need to answer which one of the men from the season best fits the description. Okay. But like, have fun with it. Like, it's not supposed to be like so serious. So we're going to ask you silly questions and help us.
It can
get
be
to
like rapid
guys.
Fire.
Rapid fire. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Are you right. ready?
Tayshia, you want to kick it off?
Yes. Okay. Who was the funniest?
Ronnie.
That's actually. I knew that.
Our little Granny Smith, right? Rodney?
Right. Our red Granny Smith.
Who had the worst limo entrance?
The worst limo entrance. Who would have? Let me think of some of them. I don't know all of the limo entrances, but I wouldn't have come up with no pants. So
yeah, that I forgot was about a lot. That one. You saw Caitlin and I's facial expressions when that happened, and we were just like, the man forgot his pants. Okay.
I wouldn't have done
that. Who had the best wardrobe?
Best wardrobe. You know, Garrett was looking fly. I like that cane. I know he got hurt, but that was the cane. The cane was just nice. That was a cool.
Okay, did he really need the cane, or was that part of the ensemble?
No, I think he actually needed the cane. But okay. He also had a really nice cane, so
who did you find the most surprising?
Most surprising. I mean, I have to go with Rodney again, because for some reason, like when I saw him, like I was like, yo, this dude looks like a troublemaker. And then he just ends up being like the nicest guy in the world. So yeah, Rodney surprised me there. That first impression of when he was walking down the stairs, I was like, oh, this guy.
Okay. Rodney. Who would you want to be stuck on a desert island with?
Out of all the dudes there, stuck on a desert island with. I don't know. I have to go with Martin for some reason. I feel like you know how to like patience or something. You know, like
I would, wait, who's Martin again?
With the bleached hair.
Oh yes. Okay. I need face cards right now, because there's still so many of you men. Okay, who called it like it was?
Who called it like it was? I would have to say. Shoot, I don't know who called it. Like, well, I feel like I did a good job with that.
That's good. I
mean, let's see. Called it like it was.
There wasn't too much drama that first night with any of you guys.
Yeah, there wasn't that much drama.
I'm going to say Michelle for sending Ryan's ass home.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, I think Michelle's a good answer.
Yes.
Okay. So should we go with you, actually? You called it like it was.
Yeah. I feel like I called it.
Okay. Part, yeah. Who was the messiest?
The messiest. I'd have to go with Daniel. Daniel, yeah.
Who?
I would eat like 15 meals a day and he'd eat with his hands and stuff. He was just there for the protein.
Okay, well, so my next one was gonna be who ate the most?
Oh, Daniel, yeah. Daniel was eating.
Wait, wasn't it Jamal? Isn't that his name?
Jamari?
Jamari? Is that who it was with the deep voice? Jamari, right?
Yeah, but Daniel was the firefighter from Austin.
Okay.
Is he the one in the real truck or the toy truck?
No, in the, I don't know. He's the one who actually dressed up like a firefighter.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Who is the most outgoing?
Most outgoing. And we're just talking about that first night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd say Peter. I'd say Peter was outgoing. He definitely
had.
Good.
Peter. Okay, who got the most turn up night one?
Most hurt. The most what?
Turn up.
I have no idea.
Who is the loudest?
Peter.
Who was the voice of reason?
Voice of reason? That's me. That's me.
Oh, that's me. Okay. That's me. Of course it was. Let's see. Who was the most in their feelings?
Will. Will was in his feelings.
Yeah. Okay.
Bobby Jambu. Okay.
I feel like I'm already going to know the answer to this one. Who loved the camera the most?
Who loved the camera the most? Peter.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, if it's not Peter, come on. Well, I can't wait to see more of you. I'm sure we'll see a lot more of Peter to come. But it's just, this is what we love. This is why we love doing the podcast, because we get to know you men for who you are a little bit more than what we see for 2 seconds on the big screen. So we were so happy to have you on today, Nate. We're so happy to get to know you and to really just set the tone for the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, this is a lot of fun. This is a lot of fun.
Well, hopefully we see more of you. Hopefully you get to stick around. Take care and we'll talk to you later.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks. Absolutely. Nate. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. Tayshia, I'm so glad to have you back. I'm so glad we were able to have Nate on. He's such a chill dude.
I mean, he really is just like this like cool, calm, collected dude. Like you would think, I guess you would kind of expect that from him, huh?
Well, I guess, I mean, well, that's why I would have had no idea had we not had him on today. But now I can kind of see like it makes sense when, and he even said it, they like him and Michelle kind of balance each other out and are like these calming presence together. I get it. Especially not even with night one, which is chaotic in itself, but like going through a whole season, it's a lot to take in. And so if she has someone like him to lean on, I could really see it working out.
Yeah. Well, I am so happy to be back on Happy Hour. This was super fun. And I can't wait for the rest of the season to unfold. You guys, it's going to be crazy. There's so much that's going to happen. The one thing that I am excited for is, well, we're kind of not so much in a bubble that much anymore. We have some fun guests. We got to travel a little bit. We got to shake things up. It's going to be super fun.
It's going back to how seasons used to be. And I think like it's been so interesting to see the dynamic of how quarantine really shifted the show. And, you know, you experienced it firsthand when you were in your season, like living in that bubble. But I think the fact that you now will be able to travel to some new places and just have that change of pace, I think will just breathe new, different life back into the show, back into Michelle, back into the men that are on her season. So I can't wait to see how it all unfolds. I'm excited. I mean, I know you spend some time in Minnesota. That's no surprise. I cannot wait to just see my hometown, the spots that I grew up in. It's just going to be very nostalgic for me. One thing that I will say I'm very interested to see, and it's only because I had a conversation with Michelle before she left, is And she even said this, I think, night one. She's not like a super emotional person. She's not one to really, you know, cry and break down. And that's something that she told me before she left is she's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there and like have those moments. And I laughed and I was like, Michelle, I love you. You will cry. And it's going to happen a lot sooner than you think. I was like, when I was bachelorette, I was like, I'm not going to cry for a month. I'll be good. And I was like, day three, I was crying. I was like, it will break you down in ways you never thought possible. And, you know, we do see some tears in the teaser to come, not only with her, but with some of the guys too. So I'm excited to see how everything unfolds. Obviously, I never want to see anyone like really sad and down and crying, but I think that's what's going to get her to the end of this. And like, you know, hopefully really find a lasting partner. You have to go through all of the ups and the downs that this show carries with it and just go through all of the motions and feel everything to make it so much more worthwhile. I try not to read any spoilers or know what's happening. So I truly have no idea who she ends up with, if she ends up with anyone. So I'm just going in blind and I can't wait. You know so much more. So it's going to be fun to have you on to pick your brain.
Honestly, it's going to be a little hard for me to kind of like keep a, you know, straight face. But also at the same time, there are some things that like I wasn't privy to, like how I was telling Nate, like I didn't get to hear all the ins and outs of every single conversation. So it's going to be really fun for me too, to kind of like put the pieces together and try to like paint this picture for you guys. But it's going to be fun.
And it's going to be fun having you alongside me. So, Tayshia, thank you for joining me again. I'm so happy to have you back as my co-host. A big thank you to Nate for joining us today. But the biggest thanks go out to all of our incredible Bachelor Happy Hour listeners. Thanks for being with us again this week.
Absolutely. And make sure to hit us up on social at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram and at Batch Nation on Twitter and Bachelor Nation on Facebook.
And as always, please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You can do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening to us right now. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.